Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one here is Jennifer Lopez, age 56. How does she do it? It's easy when you can afford the best personal trainers, clean food, zero stress in your life, because you're worth hundreds of millions of dollars, and have assistants doing everything for you. If you want to age well, all you have to do is treat it like a full-time job. She probably also stays out of the sun. I'm getting close to 50 and I look like I'm in my mid-30s because I have to live an insanely clean and low-stress lifestyle. She's probably going to say that her ex-husbands couldn't keep up with her. Up next, Glenn Beck is going to pay for the Canadian woman, Jolene Van Alstyne, the one that the Canadian government offered to end her life after there were no surgeons to treat her rare health condition in her province. He's not only doing it to help her, but also shame the Canadian government for not being able to provide health care for its own people. Even Franklin has chosen the death care we have up here in Canada and has given up on his life. Number three, studies find that couples who game together report stronger relationships. Why do you suppose that is? People say that because the woman has to have good communication skills to play games with you. But I think it's a scam, and I think that women that game with their men are ensuring that they get their men's attention and embed themselves into his hobbies, which makes it more difficult for him to leave them. I think women like this might have abandonment issues. Moving on here, the second wives of Prince Charles and Joe Biden. It's incredible how much they look alike now that they've reached the wrinkly stage. But their first wives died in horrible car crashes. Is it intentional or accidental? I don't know, but imagine if Diana had a child with the Muslim man that she was involved with at the time. Imagine the embarrassment for England, for the future king of the country, to have a Muslim half-brother. Number 5, the reason for this woman's divorce was him finding the video she did with 20 guys on their wedding night. I guess he didn't want to be a cuck no more. I guess that if she didn't want her husband finding it, she should have hid it better. But imagine being him and going downtown on their wedding night. I would have been like putting your lips in a sewer. That's probably what went through his mind when he saw the tape. The sheer disgust of it all. But apparently this is fake news to get people to go over to her OF page. Up next, on a scale of 1 to 10, how gay is this? To me, this looks like a 10 with extra sprinkles. Come on, guys. Don't you just want a hug from these fellows? Here, I think I have improved the picture with good old Tim Walz in the middle. But why is Travis Kelce in this as well? And why is he giving Gruesome Newsome a hug? I think that if they were a band, they would be called the Brokeback Demonkrats. I don't know about you, but if I want to work out my feelings with another man, it's going to be in a boxing ring. Number 7, no soup for you. This top chef was fired for making an influencer cry when he told her she isn't famous enough for a free meal. I guess he didn't realize that you give the influencers a free meal not so they can actually give you a good review, but so they don't give you a bad one. Imagine the negative publicity for that restaurant of her crying to her followers about how poorly she was treated. Tens of thousands of women will all be pissed off about it now, saying that they'll never eat there. Moving on, I didn't know this, but Grace Jones and Dolph Lundgren were dating from 1983 to 1986. He was initially hired to be her bodyguard for her tour. Well, I guess I know where the idea for the bodyguard film with Whitney Houston came from. As for Grace Jones, I never knew she was a singer. I listened to her music and it's shite. But I thought she was great in A View to a Kill, as well as in Conan the Destroyer. How much you want to bet her and Arnold were smashing behind Lundgren's back? Number 9, if your girlfriend spits in your face and slaps you, what's the correct way to handle the situation? It means she doesn't respect you. When she treats you like this, the relationship is technically over. So walk away and never see her again. When I was disrespected as a boyfriend, I always instinctively walked away. The last thing you want to do in the situation, if she gets violent, is definitely not to defend yourself, because it means possible prison time. Up next, speaking of violence, what do you do if this guy roughs up your mother? I'd pull out a pin and pop all his balloons. The only ones I wouldn't pop were the two on his chest, because without the bulging arms and neck, they would look like breast implants. Then I'd call the cops on him slash her and tell them that there's a trans woman that's walking around topless around here. I never understood why men put fake muscle implants in their bodies. Number 11, here's the perfect example of useful feminist idiots. These women celebrated the Ayatollah Khomeini coming to power in 1979, only for him to then execute 30,000 leftists like them. The West is heading in the same direction with all the alphabet people and woketards celebrating Islam. And just like these fools, they don't realize that Islam doesn't want them. Communists brought the Ayatollah to power and then he ended women like this or made them second-class citizens. Feminists and Marxists destroyed the liberal paradise that Iran used to be. Moving on, here's a picture showing the state of fandom these days. People are fans of DC, Star Trek, Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, and Battlestar Galactica. Yet they don't know which characters belong to which franchise. That's what happens when Marxist normies destroy nerd and geek culture. I think the only way you can improve this is to swap out Spider-Man with Miles Morales. But that would go way too far above most normies' heads. It should also say use the Force, Harry, just so we have a Harry Potter reference. Number 13 is as proof that women don't grow up. Here's Tracy Ellis Ross, age 53, desperate for attention. It doesn't matter how old they are, the thirst for male attention is there even if they're wearing thirsty Depends. It's almost like the vast majority of them never mature past their teens or early 20s. She's dressed in leopard print because it was popular 25 to 30 years ago now, when she was in her prime. It suits her because she's now a cougar. Up next, here's a map showing you how safe it is to walk alone at night in Europe. What's going on in Slovenia, Croatia, and Iceland? Probably not much diversity. My prediction is that eventually white people from France, England, and Italy, as well as Sweden, will migrate over to Eastern Europe and try and change the politics there as well to let the migrants in. But it won't work because they're too poor to support the welfare state, so the migrants won't come. Number 15, here's one of the reasons why it's dangerous to buy individual stocks, because here's Cisco Systems, and they finally recovered after the 90s internet bubble, just in time for the AI bubble to burst as a double top. The worst part is this isn't even inflation adjusted. People that bought this in the 90s and held on are still 60 to 80% down. I know someone who diamond-handed that thing for 25 years for break-even. It would break my heart to tell them all about the inflation bits. Moving on, an attorney on TikTok is encouraging all women to get prenups after Achraf Hakimi is now set to get half of his wife's net worth after she filed for divorce. She tried to take his money, but it was in his mother's name. She played herself. Women never wanted prenups before because it restricted their ability to take their ex-husband's money. Now they might have no choice but to get them or risk their ex-husband taking cash and prizes from them. Oh, the sweet irony of it all. Number 17, we keep falling behind in the West, while in places like Dubai, you can now order an ATM directly to your location in the city. Why not simply use a bank card, though? I guess those Dubai porta-potty girls only take cash. My bad. Imagine a robot car filled with cash on the road in a city like Detroit or Cleveland. There would be armies of people chasing that thing down the freeway. The West is trying to ban cash. Meanwhile, Dubai wants to deliver cash to you. Dubai is next level rich. Up next is past Christmas in Portsmouth, England, the city council banned Christmas wreaths, claiming that they were fire hazards and wanted to fine anyone putting one up. But I think it's more about punishing Christians than the fire hazard thing, which is just an excuse. If you can't put one up, then you need to paint your door to look like it's a Christmas wreath instead. The same thing people did with the Union Jack last year. They were banned from putting up the flag, so they painted their whole house like a flag. Number 19, when men are caught cheating, they apologize. When women are caught cheating, they blame the man and ask him why he made them do this. Avoiding accountability is in their DNA. Women and accountability are like oil and water. The women that took fault throughout history, their genes didn't make it because many men ended them. So the ones that made it deflected responsibility. It's a survival strategy for them. So I do understand it, but I don't get upset about it anymore. Moving on, people say to marry a woman the way this one is looking at her man. Yeah, but she's still going to nag him at home. That's all good and fine, but what the hell is the Fuhrer doing at Starbucks using a MacBook? If that woman doesn't nag and she's really in love with that guy, then she might just be the right one. Oh, hell no. Maybe she's really looking at Adolf and not the bald man that she's currently sitting with. Looks like Uncle Adolf got out of the bunker after all. Number 21, Brenda here won the lottery and rejected the $1 million lump sum payment, opting instead for $1,000 a week for life. At first I thought she should have just taken the $1 million and invested it in the S&P or dividend stocks and made more money over time. But if you're assuming that, then you're probably a man with fiscal discipline. She probably couldn't help but burn through all the money in a hurry. Taking a little at a time forces her to be disciplined. Then again, maybe that lump sum was taxable. So in that case, that $1,000 a week is a much better option. Up next, Kyle Rittenhouse just got married, and here's one of his cringe-worthy wedding photos. I still can't get over how tacky his bride looks with all those tattoos. He's also only 5'7", so this might actually be a win for him. I guess that other than her grip on that pistol, her butterface, and those tattoos, I don't see any other issues. Unfortunately for him, she's also a single mother. They should have put little baby Aiden in the picture as well. Is it my imagination, or does she kind of look like Charlie? Number 23, you've got $1,000, so who are you talking to? I'm good. I think I'll just take the $1,000 home, if you don't mind. But seriously, I'd only take the younger ones home. Those would be Jenna Ortega and Sydney Sweeney. The rest are in their 30s and 40s. Some are already hitting menopause. The age of the movie star and TV star is coming to an end. And it shows because of the aging of female celebrities, with very few younger ones to take their place. Moving on, if someone tells you that you're weird, how would you reply? The way I always do when people say I'm weird. I say thank you for noticing. Since I bought Bitcoin, now people see me a lot less weird and more eccentric. Most people want to live the way they want, but they can't because they're afraid of what people think of them. For them, it's better to be a white sheep that fits in than a black sheep that doesn't. Number 25 and the last one, body positivity is now dead, with the arrival of Ozempic. Being big was never beautiful. Also, an obese woman is the equivalent of a homeless man. It was just cope, and now the only people that'll be fat in the future are those too poor to afford the weight loss drugs. The skinny women from a few years ago are about to have a whole lot more competition from all the former fatties out there. Ozempic shed their lies along with their weight. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoyed this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.